Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me say, hold it down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what I was thinking we should do once the football season ends? Maybe one day, one segment. We should let the YouTube folks, like, we should do a segment where they get to ask us anything they want. In the chat. We could have Max find the questions, and we can just ask them for the YouTube folks. I give them the finger every day at 5 o'clock. I do love you. They could ask whatever they want. We got to answer.
Let's go to the chat.
Yeah, okay. We'll go to the chat. I'm not going to look at the chat. Max can look at the chat, but he can get the questions. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Dittinger going to be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. The question, what would your reaction be if Kyle Schwarber signed with the Reds? I get it, or I'd be mad.
Ooh.
I get it, or I'd be mad. What do you think the response is?
I'd be mad, slightly. Let's go 55.
56.7%, I get it.
Wow. Yeah, the Kyle Schwarber thing seems like it's turned for the fans here to where they aren't so hell-bent on him coming back this year.
I think...
You think it's the numbers that's scaring everybody?
No, I think it's how the season ended.
Yeah.
I really do. I think the last thing know
with the
Philly season was it was a great season, but you didn't do anything during the playoffs. Would love to have you back, but I'm not going to... People like Kyle Schwarber. I don't know if they're like, oh, we need Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
People are a little spooked by the years and money.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why would fans care about that?
Well, because, Ike, they're kind of cash-strapped right now because they're right up against the fourth luxury tax.
Who's cash-strapped?
Just
raise the ticket prices, add another restaurant to the stadium, have another dollar dog night.
We got to send some T's and P's up for Middleton. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about, man?
They're right up against the fourth luxury tax. They're starting to get taxed more and more.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I really want to pay a 33-year-old DH $30-plus million a year? I think that's scaring people a little bit. And it seems like it's going to be 5 years.
At least.
It's going to be 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's getting to six, actually.
So it's going to be 5-2-10.
It's going to be 5-150.
No way.
It's going to be 5-154.
Oh, okay. It's going to be the Phillies.
And maybe 5-160.
It's going to be the Phillies.
Yes.
Oh,
Max, cut that. Put it on the internet. So you say 5-154, 160.
I think it's going to be
You're getting that. You're obviously talking from
informed speculation. Yeah, informed
I'm trying to give you credit.
I think it's going to be like 5-160.
All right.
Okay. I think it's going to be
that number keeps going up.
Well, because I think someone else may be able to get to 150.
All right. Okay.
And I think the Phillies will go above and beyond, and make sure they get him.
Yeah. 5-160.
Yeah.
Will I still get credit for at the beginning saying they would give him 5 years, even though I upped it to 7?
Well, but you did up it to 7.
All the way up to 8 years.
Yeah. You're giving him the 10 years left.
Yeah.
And I'm already ready to eat manager after he's done too. He's never leaving. Yeah.
You know he has his take stored away when this happens.
What?
You.
Well, which take?
Meaning that you're in favor of this.
Dude, like I said, I can go either way.
And when he doesn't resign here, he's going to be like, well, you know what? I can see why they didn't do that.
I can see why they didn't do it. That's a lot of money. For a 33-year-old DH who was never going to get this contract heading into the season? Yeah, I get it. Welcome to Philadelphia, Kyle Tucker. You know what I mean? They went for the right Kyle.
What would you rather happen? 5-160 for Kyle Schwarber or 8-250 for Kyle Tucker?
8-250 for Kyle Tucker.
8-300 for Kyle Tucker.
What is that a year?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah.
It's probably still. Is the option 35 a year for Kyle Tucker and like 32 a year for Schwarber?
Yes.
I'll take Kyle Tucker.
Okay.
I thought we were cash strapped. I thought we were in the fourth tax bracket.
They're going to pay someone. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a better bet. Trying to make a better bet. Heading into the year, Kyle Tucker is going to get a $400-500 million deal.
I wonder if they don't think they can get Tucker.
Tucker's the better player.
Tucker,
in your mind.
I think overall offensively, not a better power hitter.
Sure.
But plays the field and 4 years younger.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you think they would rather have?
I think they'd rather have Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
I think they value Kyle Schwarber. I think the Tucker thing, Bellinger thing, that only comes into place if Schwarber walks.
So what they're trying
to do right now, I think, is trying to just cover their bases. So if for some reason we wake up next week and it's like they get the passing thing about Schwarber's a red. But again,
one of us would be happy.
You would be happy. But again, I find it very hard to believe that they wouldn't come back to the Phillies.
Well, two of us would. Spike would be happy too.
Yeah, Spike's like, get him out of here.
He's not here. Yeah, Spike's
I want Bellinger.
I know. So, but I think there's a...
Your snarky laugh about me and Bellinger
there's
is
no
not
snark.
Fair.
I just like, whatever. I get it. All right. Yeah, I get it.
You just don't like that baseball opinion.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
I mean, they're good takes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was going to say, it's not like they're bad opinions.
They're pretty good baseball opinions.
I haven't started going to Spike first, but I will.
You're first.
Don't you ever. No, but I forget. But either way, like, I find it very hard to believe that, let's say the Reds make their offer, they come back to the Phillies. Whatever happens, Casey Close, Schwarber's agent, will come back to the Phillies.
Okay.
And let them make a chance to match. Let them make a final offer.
Right.
And that's where they have to decide if they want to pony up or not.
Well, and then you know what that does? If that is well known, if I'm another team bidding, I'm not bidding. I actually think that helps the Phillies. Because if I'm the Red Sox and I'm looking at the Phils, well, maybe you do it just to bid it up.
Yeah, I was going to say to drive up the price.
You know, but like... It also, if these guys are going to sign early, you can't mess around with somebody you don't really want just to drive the price up on someone else.
Yep.
I think if people think that the Phillies are just going to top any offer, you just go and you pursue somebody else.
But that's what the Mets thing could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Mets get in, they scare the Phillies a little bit, they increase the price on it.
Yeah.
And
then they get out.
Because they know they're not really going
to
sign Schwarber.
Right.
But they make the Phillies sweat a little bit.
I don't think Schwarber would go to the Mets.
I just don't think it makes sense.
I don't think it makes sense for the Mets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jalen Hurts just spoke, and there was an interesting exchange. We have to give, look, does Elliot get scoops? He doesn't.
Never.
If we're just being honest. But what Elliot does do is he is fearless asking questions in the locker room. He is fearless at the press conferences. I give him a lot of credit for that.
We do, but also I think we need to take credit for that as well.
Because we pushed him into
it. This wasn't Ellie. What, Bulldog?
Yeah.
Come on. You kidding me?
So this first question about Jalen running the ball came from Elliot.
Jalen, you mentioned reporting that maybe you're not as willing to run the ball this year. I was wondering if that's true or if you approach a season the same way.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what is how we come to that conclusion or rationalize that.
So it wasn't my reporting, but there's been reporting okay. that you don't want to run the ball as much this year.
Okay. I've always been focused on doing whatever, you know, it takes to win, and I've always put my energy on trying to bring a game plan and a strategy that week to life. So I'll continue to do that.
When you do your deep dive into the past, are you looking at the running game too? Is that part of it? I know you're more of a passing game, but
look at everything. And I have my thoughts. I've always had thoughts. Ultimately, it's not just my thoughts that are going to go out there and foster, you know, what we do. That's not the reality of how it works. You know, it's a lot of trust in Coach Nick. There's a lot of trust in Coach KP, and they lead the way in that. And so I think as a unit and that, more importantly as a quarterback, it's about me going out there and following the direction and the vision and following their rhythm and what they do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, after hearing it a second time, I hear it your way a little bit more, Jack. So the first question, there's been some reporting that you're less willing to run the ball. Jalen's first question was, where did that come from? And then a long pause. And then I always do what it takes to win. I think that was, my take is sort of an affirmation of the reporting. I don't know. Who knows? He doesn't answer a lot of questions straight anyway. Mm-hmm. The second one is interesting because last year we had the quote from him that said the offense is gonna look the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look.
Yep.
And this time when they asked him about it, he said, that's not real. I don't really say what happens and what doesn't happen. I have a lot of faith in KP and Coach Sirianni to lead the way, and I just do what they say, which is slightly a different tune than we heard last year. Mm-hmm. The question that you would ask yourself, there are two ways to read that. Read it, one, there he is showing deference to his coaches, as you would hope.
Yeah.
Or two, he's saying the problem's not me. It's them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to read.
Yeah. Now, forgive me. They do so many damn press conferences. Did Nick get asked this question about Jalen running?
He did.
He did get asked that?
He did? Well, so...
Today?
Not today. No, he got
at
asked...
At any point after that report came
so
out.
So on the morning show, they asked him.
Okay.
And he gave an answer, and he said, well, I don't want him running it 15 times a game, you know, so on and so forth. Right. Yeah, it's part of what we do. I don't want him running it 15 times a game.
Okay.
Now, no one's saying he should run it 15 times a game, so he didn't really answer the question.
So he went to the extreme.
Yes. Yeah, you know, gotcha. Which is the way to avoid it. Very good, Nick. Way to go.
Okay. You know. I didn't know if he had been asked this question or not.
I think it would be best for the offense. I think you have talked me into understanding why he wouldn't want to do it at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's two reasons. I think there's, you know, he may wonder about his future with the team, and if he gets hurt, that hurts his future. And there's the other thing is, if everybody's going to blame me, why am I going to put my body on the line for everybody? I think those are two fair things for him to think about.
Yeah, which also doesn't lead to cohesion.
Well, it starts with the lack of cohesion when...
I'm not even blaming Jalen.
The lack of cohesion is there.
Yeah. But you know, I just think if that's how it is right now, that doesn't make me feel good about this thing turning around, because it feels like everyone's picking sides. And now that, if you want to read it one way, could be, I'm taking back some control here. It's them.
Right.
With that kind of quote.
And to your point, either way, it's not good.
Which is the ultimate.
Yes.
The ultimate takeaway here.
Yeah. I agree.
Whew.
Win Monday night.
Better win. Better win. Oh, wait, I don't know what's going to happen.
No feel. I have no feel.
No feel. The team the last 3 weeks, I've had no feel.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Yeah.
I was so sure they were going to beat Chicago.
Well, and the line was 7, and that's an Eagles line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what was surprising about
it. Even though I said don't.
I know you did.
Yeah.
I know you did. But it was a huge line. We're gambling men. That's a 4.5, 5.5 point line all day.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So I mentioned there was an NBA star who was asking to get traded. Giannis and his agent are going to work with the Bucks to determine what his future is. He did get hurt with a fake injury last night.
That was classic.
Oh, dude. He fell down and grabbed his calf. And now he has a strained calf. Dude, that was the fakest. I've seen guys go down with a calf thing. And it was the fakest thing I ever saw in my whole life. He definitely has a fake injury. He's out 2 to 4 weeks, which is a perfect amount of time to work out a trade.
Yep.
December 15th is an important day, because that is the day that a lot of players who signed this offseason are eligible to be traded.
Yeah.
So the reporting was that he wanted to go to the Knicks in the offseason, that he had already requested a trade in the offseason and wanted to go to the Knicks. It's also been reported that the Lakers are on his list as well.
He goes to the Knicks.
I don't know what the trade is.
Yeah, you're saying Cat back?
Well, it's Cat, but they're gonna, if they're smart, they will do what the Dallas Mavericks didn't do, and
is get everything you can get.
Get the best offer. And what they shouldn't do, and not that the Bucks care what I say, I wouldn't give two dams where Giannis wants to go. You hired the coach he wanted. You traded for Lillard,
fired the coach he wanted fired.
Yes, yeah.
You fired Bud. Yeah.
They did everything for Giannis. They signed Miles Turner this year when they didn't need to. You know, they did all that stuff for Giannis. Trade him wherever you want to trade him. Listen to what he says. Trade him wherever you want to trade him.
Yeah.
The Knicks have like one first-round pick available. So, to trade, because of the trade for Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, they don't have anything to trade. And if you're the Bucks, you're not trading Giannis for Cat. You're not. He's not good enough.
Nope.
You know, you want a bunch of picks.
I agree, yeah.
The Lakers, unless you're doing a three-way thing with LeBron and finding a third team there, they have Austin Reeves. They have two first-round picks available. So, you got Bronny.
To throw him in there.
So the question would be, if you're a Sixers fan, is there a possibility here? Mm. So the only possibility, I went through the picks they have available.
Mm-hmm.
So they can trade two of their own first-round picks, and they have the Clippers 2028 first-round pick.
Okay.
You can only trade a first-round pick every other year. They have picks committed. They have two of their, I think, 30 and 32 they can trade.
Okay.
And they can trade the Clippers 28 pick, which is very valuable now because it looks like the Clippers are falling into nothingness. I don't think it involves Embiid, because I think what happens with Embiid is when you're including Embiid, you're paying a tax on giving them Embiid.
Right.
So one or two of those picks is just for them taking Embiid. And then you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So I think the trade ends up being, if you're the Sixers, the only thing that works is you take Paul George, because the money's there. Mm-hmm. They could probably flip Paul George. Paul George, VJ Edgecombe, the two first-round picks you have, the 2028 Clippers pick, and then after the year, you cut and stretch Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is you can take his salary and pay it off over 6 years rather than three. Mm-hmm. That way the cap hit is half of it.
Yeah.
The Hawks can offer more, the Magic can offer more, the Spurs could offer more, the Thunder could offer more. I don't know if any of those teams want to make it. That would be the Sixers trade.
We'd have to put him next to Wimby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, it would be hard for the other team to score. They could cover the court,
the entire court,
one end to the other end with just them, those guys stretching out.
Yeah. I like that for us, though. I like that.
You would do VJ?
I would.
And that
How
way,
old is Giannis?
Giannis is 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right.
You've 3 years left.
Yeah.
And you're capitalizing on Maxi.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get to hold on to McCain. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe you can.
Right. Yeah.
But it's got to be VJ. Mm-hmm. It's got to be the your two first. It's got to be the Clippers first.
Okay.
It might not be enough. And then you're living with the Embiid tax after this year.
If you're giving me Giannis and Tyrese with a little sprinkle of McCain there, that's
yeah, and the rest of your
roster. Yeah. I'd do it.
I would do it.
I'd do it.
I would go for it. I would go for it. If you can't win it with Maxi and Giannis.
Right, then we ain't winning it. Yeah. We're just not winning it. Yeah.
But really, the end of the day, I love Maxi. He's become an unbelievable player. But you're sort of seeing.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
You're sort of seeing. You're getting the very best version of him. You got a 500 team.
Yep.
You know, but you pair him with a player of Giannis's level, that becomes a real, real thing.
And VJ's good. I think he's going to be a really good NBA player for a long time.
Yeah.
But he's, you hope, for third option on a title team?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Second.
Maybe.
But he's 3 or 4 years away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the real issue there, that he's so far away from being that player. I would, Giannis at 31, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, your starting lineup this year ends up being Maxi, Grimes, like Oubre, Giannis, Barlow, or something like that, you know.
Dude, I can't wait till they get Giannis. And we're still seeing Quentin Grimes driving to the hoop.
Oh, yeah. He's always as he's not passing.
He's always thinking it's Quentin Grimes time.
Yes. Yeah,
you gotta respect that. Man.
He's the second leading bench scorer in the NBA.
Yeah, you gotta respect
now.
That.
Yeah,
bro.
I've learned to appreciate Grimes a little bit.
Yeah.
The text line, give him a break.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari. Oh, and you could put pick swaps in there. So then Milwaukee ends up with the better of, you can't trade your pick, but you could offer a pick swap. Anyway, text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I see the vision. Spike saying Lenny Kravitz still has it, but really just envisioning what Kelly Oubre will look like at 60.
They do have a similar look. I have a type, I guess. I have a type.
Oh, my God.
Well, Lenny Kravitz is short, though. He's not a tall drink of water like Oubre. What's next?
Ah, for f***ing sake. Kevin Petullo, listening to the show, now saying he can't even get excited.
Yeah. Dude, that was...
Yeah, Fritz doesn't even want the guy to get happy.
No, it's a caller. Fritz doesn't either.
Well, no, the arm bar.
Okay.
You can get excited when you talk. The arm bar drives me up a wall.
But, you know, Sirianni is a bro. He's an arm bar type guy.
It's probably his idea.
Yeah. We should do an arm bar at the end of every show if it's a good show.
We nailed it again.
Yeah.
Let the Twitter comments be the, you two idiots. How does Ike live with those guys?
Also, I had an idea, if Tucker's listening or whatever. You know how we were talking about how the beat writers should get their own fit check going into the game? Forget about beat writers. All the WIP hosts for pregame and Elliot should get fit check video or photo walking into the link. It would crush.
It would crush.
You know, Ike looks great.
Yeah.
Elliot definitely comes looking good.
Julio's got the two big beanie hat on.
Yes.
A little off to the side.
Yeah.
The glasses.
Julio still looks like the 10-year-old kid is at the school, at the bus stop for school.
Yeah. Like
in the cold.
In the Christmas story.
Yes.
Can't put my arms down. Yeah.
That's Julio. Everyone's cold out.
Yeah. What's next?
I love the arm bar. Jack, when Bryce does it.
Oh, so true.
That's just guys being guys.
That's true. I like the text line finally takes a shot at you. What's next?
Wishing everybody minimal germs, winning perms, and the absolute very best of cuts. Nick Costos leaving the salon.
That was pretty good.
Dude, you got to see his hair from yesterday. It really, you know how Drummond's is kind of flat in the middle and it's sort of like bigger on the sides? That's how Costos' hair looked yesterday. It was terrible. What's next?
Again with this? Can't we just talk about dog stuff? Rebel when Spike asks him what he thinks about his ideas for the show on their morning walk.
Yeah, well, Mike, I can't think of anything when I'm walking Rebel. My walk is the quiet one. Think of ideas. Him and his sister. barking at everything that moves. Jack gets to hear it every morning.
Yeah, today was nice. It was like a 2-minute conversation you had with the stranger.
With my neighbor.
Yeah, I was just sitting on, you know, sitting there.
Sorry. The dog was barking at him. He wanted to talk. Yeah. Whatever. What's next?
Devin Caney needs to shut up, but Pam Oliver can still talk. Chuck in Mount Air.
We didn't remark about the stray that Devin took in Chuck's
car. Yeah, not enough. Yeah, seriously.
That was one of the funniest things that's ever happened on the show.
Wasn't saying she's doing a bad job. It was just...
He wants her to shut up.
Everyone on the sideline, figure it out.
Yeah.
Get this thing going in the right... Come on. DK, do your part.
Yeah. Devin Caney! It was crazy! It was so good. We didn't even talk about that after Chuck's call.
We also didn't talk about the baldy chuckle yesterday.
Was there a chuckle?
There was a chuckle.
Yep.
Yeah, I meant to bring this up.
Do you have
it? Yeah, listen to this yesterday. Here's my challenge. Give me one thing of information that would make, based on what you have seen, that would make me optimistic about the rest of the Philadelphia Eagles season.
Yeah. I remember when he did it, I was like, wow.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Baldy's laughing.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, right.
Jack, what's coming up in Fritz at 6 tonight? I think you gave a teaser at right around 2:17.
It's actually not my main take.
Okay.
It will be working in the mix. But are you ready to give the Eagles the out? Like, I'm ready to give them the out.
Ah, what do you mean?
Like.
That it's okay if they don't win?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm throwing in the towel.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're throwing in the towel.
What are you talking about?
Throw in the damn towel.
We got 5 games left.
I'm giving them a pass.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, you're just going to, people are going to go crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm giving them out. It is what it is.
I give you credit.
They won the Super Bowl last year.
You keep them guessing. They don't know what the hell to expect from you. Yeah.
Now, is Buzz producing tonight or Frank?
Yeah, Buzz.
Oh, okay, so.
Buzz may give you a pushback.
Well, we'll get your take on it, and then we'll get, 7-8 minutes of Buzz before.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We got the extra half hour tonight, too. We got 3 seggies.
Yeah, and. You got on WIP tonight, Cowboys-Lions. If you're working, you can't watch the game or whatever.
Big game tonight.
Big game.
We also have Before the Bell, Sixers pregame show.
Oh, right on 6:40?
Yeah.
There you go.
Come on, man. This high-quality program.
Come Sixers
on,
Warriors
Dan
tonight.
Dan Campbell and Jared Goff, get it together tonight. Yeah.
Nah, we need the Cowboys.
You just said. Oh, is this why you're going to get the Eagles a pass? You've already counted them out.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs. That's not – but, like – everything at this point is gravy.
Right.
No, but you don't feel that way. All right. Fritz at 6 is next. Then Thursday Night Football. We will talk to you tomorrow. We thank you so much for listening. We love that you do. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. We're all about joy here at the WIP Afternoon Show. What could bring you joy? Your own beach house. I think about a lot. And when I'm ready for it, I will call Adam Kasebe. Kasebe. Has been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. Kasebe is based out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach. And if you are looking for, you go to buy a shore house or a beach house in Delaware, you need a good realtor. Like, you need a guy who is committed, who will grind, who knows the area, help you bid, all that stuff, help you get that house. Kasebe is excellent. Whatever shore point it is, Rehoboth or Lewis or Bethany or Dewey, wherever it is in Delaware, he can help you. You're thinking, Delaware, I've always gone to the Jersey Shore. Well, if you're going to buy the house, you want to go to the place with the low, low, low property taxes, not the high, high, high property taxes. That's Delaware. He can help you there. And then what do? You rent that house out for the summer. They pay your mortgage. You got a place to go with your family, with your friends. It's great. Also, if you're committed to the Jersey Beach House, if that's where you want to be, Kasebe's got a huge network, can also find out what your needs are, connect you with the right person. Your first call is Adam Kasebe, Kasebe. Call or text him even. 302-864-8643. This is direct sell. 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.